Okay, so have you seen this? Sam Altman, the OpenAI CEO, he put out this essay and it's got some pretty wild ideas about the future, like buckle up kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten everyone talking. Altman's calling it the intelligence age. And let me tell you, he's not holding back on the bold predictions.
No kidding. He seems pretty convinced that we're about to hit this huge turning point and that AI, specifically deep learning, is the key to it all.
He's basically saying deep learning is the magic bullet.
Okay, so for those of us who don't spend our days, building AI, what exactly is deep learning and what makes it so different from the regular computer stuff we're used to?
So imagine instead of programming a computer for every single thing it needs to do, you create a system that can learn on its own.
Okay, so it's like teaching a kid to ride a bike. You don't give them a step-by-step manual, you kind of let them figure it out, right?
Exactly. But instead of scraped knees and a few tears, you're feeding the computer massive amounts of data. Think mountains of information.
And it uses all that data to learn. I'm picturing like a robot with its face and a giant stack of books.
Kind of, but those books are actually like digital representations of, well, anything. Images, text, sounds, you name it. And the crazy thing is, the more data you feed it, the better it gets at recognizing patterns and making connections. Like, scarily good.
So we're talking about computers that can teach themselves to recognize cat pictures, write poetry, even compose music.
And that's just scratching the surface. Altman's talking about deep learning, revolutionizing entire industries, healthcare, education, you name it. He paints this picture of a future where AI is solving some of humanity's biggest problems.
It's a big, bold vision, and honestly, who wouldn't want to be optimistic about that kind of future? But I noticed that Altman doesn't shy away from acknowledging that not everyone is on board with this ultra-optimistic view of the future of AI.
You're right, he acknowledges that just having tons of money and fancy technology doesn't automatically make a perfect world.
It's refreshing to hear someone at the forefront of this technology acknowledge that it's not just about the what, but the how. It's about using AI to actually make lives better for everyone, not just creating a world of, as Altman puts it, miserable rich people.
Exactly. And that's where some of the skepticism comes in. Critics, like Gary Marcus, argue that Altman's essay glosses over some of the serious challenges that come with this technology. They say it feels more like a sales pitch than a balanced assessment.
So, if we peel back the layers of this future powered by AI, what are some of the concerns people have? What's got the critics worried?
Well, one of the biggest elephants in the room is the issue of infrastructure. Altman himself admits that if we want AI to benefit everyone, not just a select few, we need to seriously up our game when it comes to computing power and energy resources.
That makes sense. I mean, training these AI models isn't like running a Google search, right? We're talking about massive amounts of data and processing power, which I imagine requires a ton of energy. I can see how this could easily become something that only the wealthiest companies or even countries can afford.
And Altman doesn't mince words about the potential consequences if we don't address this. He goes so far as to warn that limited access to AI could lead to conflicts and even wars in the future. That's a pretty sobering thought.
It really makes you think about the potential for existing inequalities to be amplified if we're not careful. Suddenly, it's not just about who has the fastest internet, but who has access to the building blocks of this entire intelligence age.
It's a huge concern.
Yeah.
And it's intricately linked to another hot topic surrounding AI, the race towards superintelligence. Remember Altman's prediction about it potentially arriving in just a few thousand days?
Oh, yeah. That one definitely got people's attention. Superintelligence machines surpassing human intelligence feels like something straight out of a science fiction novel, but Altman's putting a pretty specific timeline on it.
And that's where things get really interesting. Because even among experts, there's a lot of debate about how realistic that timeline is. While some acknowledge that achieving superintelligence is theoretically possible, many argue it's still way too early to say when or even if it will actually happen. Tate Grady Booch, for example, he called Altman's prediction pure hype.
Okay, so if even the experts are debating this, how are we supposed to make sense of it all? Where do we go from here?
It's like we can't ignore what's happening right now, even if we don't know exactly what the future holds. Deep learning is already having a big impact.
So we need to figure out how to make this work, not just worry about robots taking over, right?
Right, but that doesn't mean there aren't any risks here, right? Superintelligent AI, if it happens, it's a big deal. We have to think about the implications.
It's like in Jurassic Park, those scientists, they were so busy, so focused on whether or not they could do something that they didn't even stop to ask if they should. But we were talking about everyday people, right? Like, how do we actually get ready for a future where AI is everywhere?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Nobody can really predict the future, but one thing's for sure, things are going to change fast. And we need to be ready to adapt.
So it's not about like learning a specific skill now and then you're good to go. It's about being flexible, learning how to learn new things quickly.
You got it.
Yeah.
And this isn't just about us as individuals either. Whole industries are going to be transformed. Look at what automation did to manufacturing, for example. We're talking about huge shifts in how we do things.
It's like Darwin said, it's not the strongest or the most intelligent who survive, but the ones who can adapt to change. We've talked about the downsides, the need for more resources, even the uncertainty around superintelligence. But what can we actually do? As people living in this crazy time, how do we deal with this?
Well, first off, stay informed. This field is changing so quickly, it can feel overwhelming keeping up with all the new developments, but it's crucial to stay in the loop.
So read articles, listen to podcasts like this one.
Exactly. Have those conversations. Sure. Be curious, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how we make sure this technology is used for good.
So, no burying our heads in the sand. We have to be proactive, right? Make our voices heard. Okay, so far we've been talking a lot about Altman's perspective on all of this, but not everyone agrees with him, right? What are some of the counterarguments to his vision of the future?
Well, one of the main points of contention is Altman's emphasis on deep learning. He really sees it as the be-all, end-all solution. But some experts argue that if we focus too much on just deep learning, we could miss out on other promising avenues.
So there might be other, maybe even better, ways to develop AI, but we're not exploring them because we're so fixated on deep learning.
That's the argument, and that's partly why some people feel like Altman's essay is a bit of a sales pitch. Like he's saying, hey, deep learning is the answer. Don't even worry about those other paths.
Yeah, but technology doesn't usually work like that, does it? It's not always a straight line from A to B.
Exactly. And that's why it's crucial to have these conversations to look at things from different angles. The future of AI isn't a done deal. It's something we're figuring out right now.
It seems like it all comes down to finding a balance. The excitement for what's possible, but also the responsibility to make sure this technology is developed ethically.
100%. Which brings us back to Altman and OpenAI, because it's one thing to talk about responsible development, about AI benefiting everyone, but actually doing that, that's the real challenge.
Especially when you're talking about something as powerful as AI, right? Yeah. The stakes are incredibly high. This isn't just about building cool tech anymore, it's about shaping the future.
Right, and that's a responsibility that goes way beyond just one company, even one as big as OpenAI. We need policymakers, researchers, everyone really involved in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Because when we want AI to be a force for good, we need to think very carefully about how we build it, how we control it, and what values we're putting into these systems.
So it's about more than just lines of code. It's about the ethics, the bigger picture, all the stuff that can get overlooked in the rush to create something new.
Exactly. And that's what makes Altman's essay, for all its flaws, a good starting point for these conversations. We all need to be a part of this because the future of AI isn't some preordained thing. It's up to us to shape it.
Okay, so after all this, what's the final word? Is Altman a visionary, or is he getting a bit carried away with all this talk about AI transforming the world?
The truth, like with most things, is probably somewhere in the middle. Deep learning is clearly a game changer, and it has the potential to solve some huge problems. But whether it leads to a utopia or something else entirely, well, that's still up in the air.
It's exciting and a little terrifying at the same time, wouldn't you say?
For sure. It's a future bursting with potential, but we need to be careful how we approach it. And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating. We're not just bystanders. We have a chance to be architects of this future.
So to our listeners out there, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. Because the future of AI isn't just going to happen to us. We're all building it together. Well, it's not like he's just, you know, posting on social media about this. He's running one of the biggest names in AI, right?
Exactly. This is OpenAI we're talking about. They're the ones behind ChatGPT, DALL-E, all that. They've already made a huge splash.
Right. And it's not like he's shying away from that in the essay either. If anything, it feels like he's saying, OpenAI, we're going to be right there leading the charge in this whole intelligence age thing.
Yeah. And he keeps coming back to this idea of doing it responsibly, you know, making sure this technology benefits everybody, not just a select few. The big question is, can they actually pull that off?
Because it's one thing to talk a good game, But actually walking the walk, especially with something this powerful, that's a whole other story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just on OpenAI either. If we're going to do this right with AI, we need everyone at the table. Policymakers, researchers, ethicists. I mean, it's a conversation for everyone.
Right, because if we want to make sure this technology is a force for good, we can't just hand it over to tech companies and hope for the best.
Exactly. We need to think about the rules, the guidelines, the values that we're baking into these systems.
So it's about the big picture, not just the lines of code. It's about the ethics of it all. And honestly, that's something that often gets lost, doesn't it, when everyone's so focused on the next big thing?
All the time. And that's why, even though Altman's essay has its critics, I think it's a good starting point. It gets people talking, and that's what we need right now. Because the future of AI, it's not like some movie that's already been written. We're writing it right now by the choices we make.
So where do you land on all this? Is Altman right? Are we on the verge of this huge turning point with AI?
You know, it's tough to say for sure. Deep learning, it's definitely a game changer. It has the potential to solve problems we haven't even been able to touch before. But is it going to be a utopia? Something completely different? Who knows?
It's exciting. It's a little scary.
Totally.
Yeah.
But that's what makes this such an interesting time to be alive. We get to figure this out. We're not just bystanders. We're shaping this future right now with every decision we make.
So to everyone listening out there, be curious, be informed, and most importantly, get involved. This isn't some spectator sport. We're all building this future together.